All right, Project, welcome back to another episode. This week, we have Zach Evanesh on In The Black, number 54. Zach Evanesh, someone we followed for a long time, and he's got his own podcast. He's got a YouTube channel. Obviously, he's got Instagram. And, well, maybe the best place to start is, Raph, when did you first hear about Zach Evanesh?
Good question. He was doing a lot of stuff with Joe DeFranco back in the day. And no secret, I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's like stuff to get strong for rugby. I even remember like way back in the day, he was like, you got to have sandbags. And I downloaded like instruction manual from him on how to build a sandbag.
Right.
It's like an army bag and shit. It was terrible.
Yeah.
so that's how I first found out about him. And then I came across it recently again because just like us, he also uses Waterfy in his gyms. And that's how we got reconnected.
Nice. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how I stumbled across him, but I think it was a YouTube video. I think it was maybe on like grip strength training or something like that. He does a lot of grip strength stuff. So, I stumbled across his videos, followed him. He's just a very passionate man. So, that comes across in the podcast. We didn't have a whole lot of time. He's a very busy man. So, we managed to squeeze this one in. But we will be doing a second part with Zach in the future. Sure. He's promised us for sure. So, very excited to do that part two. But part one, there's plenty of good stuff in there. He's basically built a business from the ground up, from just absolute bare bones. And his thing has been training, you know, high school athletes on how to be better at sports performance. And he's talked about how he's built that business from all different marketing strategies and referral strategies he's had, and kind of as well how he's built his online profile along the way. So very good podcast for anyone sort of in that space, and just some unique and cool ideas that apply to all gyms and really all industries that you maybe haven't thought about, that Zach uses, you know, quite a lot of because he's working with high school athletes. So today brought to you is TrueCoach.co/MMP is how you guys can get your free trial and then your next month 50% off. So if you are programming for anyone online, or you're receiving a program online and it's clunky, it's not working, you're frustrated, TrueCoach is the best solution. There really isn't a secondary solution anymore. They own the market.
They're the best. And more I see it walking around like a Globo gym. I see people with TrueCoach on their phone, which is cool to see. And our other sponsor today is Waterfy. If you actually go to the Waterfy website, we recommend you say .com/MMP.
That's right.
Of course, to get a discount. But if you scroll to the bottom, you'll actually see Zach has a testimonial for Waterfy on their site. And I think how he got heaps of use out of it was just like us, he started to get multiple locations. And the admin side of it just became a nightmare. And then things turned around from him when he got Waterfy. And I mean, we both know it just makes running a gym from afar when you're not in there crazy easy.
Absolutely. So yeah, guys, waterfy.com/MMP, and you guys can pick up 50% off your first entire year. So do that
20%
now.
Off.
Sorry, 20% off.
That would be just that throwing be it away.
Outrageous. That's the TrueCoach discount. But yeah, waterfy.com/MMP for you guys to go check it out. It's definitely time to make the switch.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, guys. In the Black 54 with Zach Evanesh. My Muscle Project, welcome back to another episode of In the Black. We have on someone we followed for quite a while now. His name is Zach Evanesh. He is a strength conditioning coach primarily for the youth of America, people that are looking to get strong and be fast and powerful and basically just kill other kids with their helmets on the field.
Seek and destroy.
That's right. And Zach is, what I like most about Zach is you can just go on his Instagram any day or his podcast and just get a little bit of, you know, some real talk motivation. And I think it comes from just having lived it, and also just having a pretty cool story. So, Zach, welcome to the show. It's an honor to have you on. I thought maybe you could just kind of give some storytelling about how you came to build the business that you have at the moment or have today.
Sure. Thanks for having me on, guys. So, let's see. It's 2019. I started training athletes, really getting into the business, out of my parents' garage around 2002. And I was a fourth year teacher, and I wanted to basically make money in the summertime. And in the mid 90s, 95, 96, I had actually picked up my first like personal trainer job in a hospital fitness center. So I had been training people, and I would take friends to the local gym. But when I started getting into business for myself, I had no plan to do anything I'm doing now. My plan was just, hey, you don't make money in the summertime as a teacher. Here's a way to make money. You got some equipment in the garage. Let's just make it happen. And I really just got like addicted to what I was doing for the help of the athletes and just seeing the progress they made. And also my own, you know, history of injuries from wrestling. It just fired me up so much. And I just hate, you know, like I hate the feeling of mediocrity or being even second place. So as I kind of got into it with this like goal to just do it a little bit on the side, I became obsessed. And then that little summertime training athletes in the backyard became a lot of research through the winter when I couldn't train them out of the garage that was freezing. And then that next summer was again in the garage. And then it just got me thinking. I said, man, you know, I'm getting into my mid late 20s here. If I'm going to buy a house, I need a 2-car garage and I'm going to train athletes out of that garage. So before my fiance and I were even married, we bought a house, and for a year before we moved in, a year before we were married, I was training athletes out of the garage, out of the backyard. You could go back to like 2000, I think whenever YouTube started, 2006. I've got videos of us in that backyard training and also like the local school playground. And that's when it really started taking off because I started investing in my business skills, my business knowledge. I started seeking mentors, whether it was in training, whether it was in business. And I was a very aggressive action taker. And I think that's what allowed me to really get to where I am today was, you know, I purchased a program on how to basically grow your business into a 6-figure business, your training business. And every time that the program said, do this, buy this website, I paused the CD and I bought the website. Or it explained, you know, contact all the sport clubs. I, you know, paused it. I Googled every sport club I could and I just called everybody from the house phone. Wasn't even using the cell phone. I mean, I was just relentlessly taking action. And like, I'll give you an early story, which was a good one, was I started doing bodyweight strength and conditioning clinics inside wrestling clubs. And the first one that I was going to do, I created a real small Word document from the house. And I probably was up to like 1 or 2 a.m. creating it. It wasn't anything big. It may have been like 20 something pages. Then I went to like the local Kinko's, which is like a copy center. And I think I printed out like 12 of them and I put them in 3-ring binders. And then I go to this private school to do this clinic on bodyweight training. And then I had this duffel bag. And at the end, first of all, I told the coach it's like $20 or $15 for each kid to attend. So he collected the money. He was giving me checks and cash. At the end, I look back, it was so ghetto because I like open up this like duffel bag and I'm like saying to the parents, I'm selling this book on wrestling workouts. Anybody wants to buy it? And parents bought it. Like, I can't remember if it was $15 or $20 for the book, but I remember vividly the night before going to Kinko's, buying the 3-ring binder, printing, stuffing them in the duffel bag, and then the next day, like doing all that stuff. And my knowledge was like so average at the time because I remember writing on index cards what the next exercises would be. So I'd be like, everybody go get a quick drink. And I went and got a drink and then I like flipped to the next index card. I like remember what I was going to do. And, you know, now I could do those things with my eyes closed. I could really do it. But I was doing stuff like that. Or when I worked for the school district, I created like a strength camp inside the school over the summer, 1 week at a time. Or it was like a Monday through Thursday. And I would train the kids in the basketball gymnasium, all body weight, sprinting, jumping, then in the weight room. Then we would go to the local playground and I'd do like playground workouts. Then I took them outside and did sleds and sandbags. All those sleds, my dad welded for me. So I remember, you know, like backing my truck up to the field, opening it up. It's like, it sounds like so criminal. Like, look what's in here. Sandbags, sleds. And then I got kids like doing sprints with sleds, sprints with sandbags. And then it's like, okay, circle up in a group of 5. You do 5 squats, hand it to the next guy. He does 5. Now clean and press for 5. Now shoulder for 5. And then at the end of like the 4-day camp, I'd give everybody a flyer to come and train with me at my gym, which was out of my house, out of my garage. But I remember just being like, I'll show you guys like my, hard to see. You could see like the library, you see all the books there.
Yeah.
So there's shelves everywhere. There's stuff everywhere. And a lot of it is, I was subscribing to like Dan Kennedy business newsletters. And in the beginning, I started off like with his lowest, you know, $30 a month. I was up to like his diamond $500 or $600 a month. I mean, I was devouring marketing information and I was devouring strength and conditioning. Whereas I didn't realize how important it was, because back then it was actually easier to grow your business. People say it's easier now. We have more resources, more tools to do stuff, but it's not so easy because there's so much competition. Even if people are not as good as you are, I live in a 2-square-mile town, right? So I don't know how many kilometers is 2 miles. It's like a, I don't know how many, it's a small space.
Not big.
There's gyms. How many gyms are in my little town? So there's my gym. There's got to be like 4 gyms, maybe 5 gyms, you know, like a, you know, like a hybrid fitness center. There's a CrossFit. There was another CrossFit. There's my gym. There's like 2 private like fitness studios. You're competing against all of that. And, you know, lucky for me, my early days learning the business stuff, you know, my early business mentor was Ryan Lee. And his big thing was, listen, you know, get a niche so people know what you are an expert at. And for me, it started out with wrestling, and then it just became kind of all youth sports, youth athletes. And now there's kind of like multiple parts to the business. So there's the gyms. I have 2 gyms. there's the strength coach certification, strength coach business stuff that I do. And then it kind of like expanded as I've gotten older. People I noticed were asking me a lot of questions about life. And that's how the Strong Life stuff came about, because it was like, hey, how do you take the training stuff and apply it to life? And, you know, when I was like 26, 28, I couldn't really be talking about those things. But then people started seeing, all right, he's running multiple businesses. He's got a family. He's got, you know, he's doing a lot of stuff. And you sometimes you don't realize like, okay, that's actually pretty unique. Not a lot of people getting all that shit done. So what I do for creating stuff is I listen to what people want and then I create it. Whereas the early days, you know, I created the wrestling stuff because I love wrestling. I still love wrestling. That's still the majority of the people that we train. And, you know, the thing that's kept me going really is that I'm just like obsessed with being great. Like, I don't want to just be like, you know, I've arrived. This is good enough. So it's definitely tough because I'm always going and attacking, but that's what you have to do if you want to move forward. And in fact, even when you're being successful, you think you're going to chill out. You still got to like, you know, press the accelerator. You got to go fast. You got to go hard, man. It's the way it is.
Mm.
And what have you found is the most successful way to market to the kids? Do you market directly to the kids? Do you go institutions, or is it to the parents, you know, wishing their kids were going to be LeBron? What do you go for?
Right. It's a great question. And everybody, you know, the coaches listening have to really pay attention to how do people find out about you. So it's not like, hey, I want to market this way because I like it. It's finding out how people find out about you. So there's 2 ways. Number one, parents find out about us from other parents. Not so much the dad or the mom is like, oh, you got to see what they're doing. A lot of times they tell me, I'm not telling anybody about your gym, Zach. This is our secret.
Right.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're like, oh, shit. That's not going to be good for business. What happens is in wrestling, you could see the change, right? So you could see in football the change. In wrestling especially, they're wearing a singlet. So it's like 1 year a kid is like, eh. The next year, like big shoulders, big legs, big chest, and beating up on people. And then parents start saying, what are you doing? What are you doing? So parents kind of find out because they see. Or a kid in football is slow, always last on the warm-up, always last running laps. Then, you know, the next year he's crushing people. So they find out about us. So parents, word of mouth. sometimes I could kick in a referral system, but I do it with the kids. And here's how I do it with the kids. So I go, okay, if you guys refer a friend who signs up, you're getting a free shirt. You're getting, you know, a shirt plus stickers. You're getting, next to my one gym, there's like a taco place. I'll be like, you're getting $10 gift card to Bubba Coo's Burrito.
That's so good.
So good.
So you guys are in Australia. Are you guys near the beach at all?
Yeah.
No?
Yep. Yeah.
So I'm in a beach town. My gym is a mile from the beach. So it's the beach feel. It's like, we want to eat the tacos. We want to surf. Mm. So I find out what the kids like. And then, you know, with the parents, when people are like referring or they're like very stable, I'll send them steaks from like the, you know, all these different companies that you could send food to. So think about it. Like, my membership is $195 a month if you sign up for a year. If they're sending people to me on the regular, it's nothing to send them like $100 worth of steaks. So I'll do stuff like that. So what's been working a lot has been the Instagram videos and the word of mouth, and working with parents to do their job to share our mission, and working with the kids. And I've told the kids before, don't tell your friend that you want to work, or don't tell your friend that, you know, about this gym. It's not for them. And back in the day, YouTube was the big way that people found out about us. And things change, you know, in a few years, there's going to be a different, better way that people find out about us. In the early years, I actually used to send a physical newsletter to our members, and parents loved it. It was like 15 pages long. It had photos. I would often do like a special offer. So, you know, it's right now late January, but I remember around like the new year, I would say something like, this offer is good for the first three people. If you sign up for a year paid in full, I'm going to chop off this amount of money and add like 3 months membership, something like that. And I remember like you could quickly make $10,000. So I was using physical newsletters. And I think, you know, I got away from it, unfortunately, because I'm just busier. I've got my own two children. I have more gyms. My life is busier. But I think you could still use, you know, a physical newsletter that people would love. And I had like a company mail it to everybody's house, and it came like folded up with an Underground Strength Gym sticker clamped onto it. And it was like, you know, this was the beast of the month. And here's the best. Here are our top three parents who have referred to us. And then it would say something like, stay tuned for the gift that's going to arrive at your home. And that would make parents think, oh shit, he's sending gifts. What is he sending? You know, so I found that there's not just one way. You know, Dan Kennedy once said something like, there's not one way to get 100 clients. There's 100 ways to get one client. And I had a conversation with my buddy this week. We grew up together. Well, we kind of met in like our early 20s, and we've known each other for 20 years. But he's in real estate, and he was like, dude, you can never stop marketing. He's like, people will forget about you. You got to keep marketing. So he reminded me, he's like, Zach, get back to those wrestling clubs, hand out your flyers just like you did old school, do the special offer. And we don't do that anymore because we're so busy on, you know, the phone all the time. Mm. And really the bottom line is people are like immune to the phone. So you have to give them like a different experience to learn about you. So, you know, my rule is get one video or post up every day on Instagram, get one email out, do one outreach thing, do at least one thing that pumps the system. That's my motto. No matter how busy I am, you got to do one thing.
Nice.
Awesome.
That's a great place to leave it for part one. We'll need to pick this back up for a part two for sure.
Part two, I promise.
That's all right. He's a busy man, as we understand. So, Zach, we'll let you go from here, and we'll tee you back up again very shortly. But thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate
it. Guys, thanks.
Thanks, brother.
See you guys later.
All right, bye. Thanks, brother.